KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fog in Atlantic and 16 degrees after a 24-hour low of 15, which occurred earlier this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, the Clarinda Police Department is investigating another reported home invasion incident. Police Chief Keith Brothers told KJAN News that the latest incident occurred Tuesday morning around 2:15 at a residence in the 400 block of South 12th Street.
Upon arrival, officers discovered that entry had been forced through an exterior door of the residence by the intruder defeating a locking mechanism. Some noise was made during that process, and the occupant's dog also began to bark. The occupant went to check and see what was going on. The occupant was asleep at the time. Went out and witnessed a white male, approximately 6 feet in height, standing in the kitchen of the home. The intruder saw the occupant. The occupant saw the intruder. The intruder fled through the door of the residence, the same one that they'd forced entry through. Fled the area on foot in an unknown direction of travel. Officers made a search of the area and the surrounding perimeter and were unable to locate the suspect.
The home was occupied by a female. A similar incident was reported to have occurred last Thursday morning in Clarinda. Officials say a 40-year-old woman was sexually assaulted during that incident after a suspect entered through a window. Brothers says it's not clear if the two crimes are related. The chief says there are some things that residents can do to protect themselves and their homes from intruders. He suggests you keep your doors, windows, vehicles, and garage doors locked. Check the quality of your locks. If you have a good deadbolt, keep any exterior lighting on and purchase motion sensors. Those actions will help to prevent someone from getting easy access to your home. Brothers said that citizens in Clarinda should also report any unusual activity, especially during the wee hours of the morning. He also recommends you call 911 immediately if you think there's someone in your residence.
So if you can, you know, get to a phone as quickly as you can and give us a call and stay on the line with our 911 dispatchers and we'll get a car out to you just as quickly as we can.
Anyone with information on either of the home invasions in Clarinda should contact Brothers' office at 712-542-2194. News time is 7:09.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point the techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that four Cass County residents were arrested on drug charges Sunday. 29-year-old Justin Taylor, 28-year-old Courtney McIntyre, and 26-year-old Aaron Rayborn, all of whom were from Lewis, along with 35-year-old Thomas Williamson of Griswold, reached charged with a possession of a controlled substance. They were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. The final numbers are apparently in on the financial loss experienced by the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic due to a cyber theft. Back in December, YMCA Executive Director Dan Haynes had announced that their computer systems were infected by a virus that targeted their ACH financial transactions. And at that time, the YMCA, he said, had sustained losses amounting to between $50,000 and $54,000. Well, according to Haynes, to date, $18,500 of that has been returned, and with a reimbursement from insurance, the total loss amounts to about $30,000. They found out about the questionable transactions after they were notified by their financial institution on November 23rd. It was the first time the Nishna Valley Family YMCA had experienced a cyber theft, and they're continuing to work with technology experts and local bank officials to make sure it never happens again. The FBI continues to investigate. Authorities suspect a medical problem, the death of a Council Bluffs man whose vehicle ran off an interstate ramp. Omaha police say officers were dispatched at around 7:30 a.m. Tuesday to a reported collision. They found a sport utility vehicle that had come to rest between the ramp and Interstate 80 in East Omaha, but saw no evidence of a crash. Witnesses told police the vehicle had caught fire and the driver was pulled out unconscious. His foot had been on the accelerator, but the transmission was in neutral. Police say the man was taken to an Omaha hospital where he was pronounced dead. He's been identified as 60-year-old Stephen Gerharder of Council Bluffs. And officials of the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday no injuries were reported following two separate accidents which occurred on Monday. The first occurred around 9:20 a.m. at 2nd and Poplar Streets. David Schwery of Atlantic, or rather of Lewis, I should say, received a warning for failure to yield from a stop sign after his vehicle collided with a vehicle driven by John Bengel of Atlantic. The accident caused $2,200 damage. The second accident Monday happened at around 6:20 p.m. at 7th and Lynn Streets. Officials say Tiffany Benavides of Atlantic was cited for failure to maintain control after her vehicle rear-ended one driven by Crystal Christensen of Atlantic. Authorities said Benavides was unable to stop in time due to the slick road conditions. The damage from that crash amounted to $8,500. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindeman Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindeman Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Ronald Yager, age 79, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yager will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Dean Culver, age 103, of Panora, died Thursday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Dean Culver will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Anna Mae Lawrence, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Anna Mae Lawrence will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eleanor Babe Krogh, age 92, of Exira, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eleanor Babe Krogh will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Pearl Alvina Peterson, age 85, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, died Monday in Springdale, Arkansas. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Corwin Keith Keitlinger, age 76, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Corwin Keitlinger has donated his body to the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines in an effort to help study Alzheimer's disease from which he suffered. A celebration of life memorial service for Corwin Keitlinger will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dan Sinner, age 80, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Dan Sinner are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Arlene Wegner, age 82, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Arlene Wegner are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.